So I'm back here in Oklahoma, and you leave the Coast Guard, retired in 1979.
Yes.
That's over 20 years.
Yes.
Did you have how many?
1951 to 1979.
That's 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
So after 28 years in the Coast Guard, you retire.
Yes.
Then what are you going to do?
I went to work at the sheriff's office.
Why the sheriff's office?
Well, the next door neighbor here, Larry Watson, he worked at the sheriff's office. I did nothing for about a year. I was just kicking cans, and I didn't know I was going crazy. He said, well, why don't you come on down to the sheriff's office and talk to him? So I went down there, and of course, I'd been in communications, so they put me in dispatch. They hired me on the spot. I worked there for quite a while, and then they said, why don't you come on over here to the Records Bureau, and you can be a supervisor of communications. In records, I would go up and fingerprint and photograph people being booked into the jail and take down personal records of them. And after a while, they sent me to a crime scene investigation school. Then I went out on crime scenes and still worked in the Records Bureau because it was run out of there. I would develop the film and do the prints. And then they said, well, why don't we send you over to the academy? So I went over to the police academy. And I graduated from that, and they put me out in the street in civil division. I was out serving process and kicking people out of houses and taking their cars and children.
You met up with some characters, didn't you?
Yeah. So I did that, and I retired from there. On my 65th birthday, I retired. I said, that's enough.
How many years were you with the sheriff?
1980 to 1997. Yeah. 17 or 18 17 years.
Wow. You have given us this picture of this very thin boy and very shy boy.
Yeah.
Who would ever think that he was going to be the guy who works for the sheriff's department, knocks on a door, and gives him, subpoenas and all that
kind of
stuff?
Well, I served civil orders in the court to show up for court.
Right.
I picked up their cars if I had an order to pick up. I picked up their children if I had an order to pick them up.
And met with not very pleasant people.
That's right.
Did you carry a weapon?
Oh, of course. I still have the permit to carry. I haven't.
Yeah. It just seems so unlikely for you to be in that kind of position.
He did well because he treats everybody with respect.
Well, you're not a threatening personality.
And I even worked with the SWAT team.
You worked in the SWAT team?
I worked with them, yes.
I thought SWAT team guys were 6'10",
no.
And they had muscles out
no,
to here.
Well, it started out, I got into shooting a lot, and I got into reloading. I am a member of the Oklahoma City Gun Club. There for a period of time, I'd take the snipers over and would shoot out at the range every once in a while. I just got in with a group. I reloaded for them and stuff like that. I'm going to shoot.
You sure can't look at somebody and figure out, I know what you do. I suppose you have a big gun collection today.
Yes, I do.
You've been collecting for 20 years.
She wants me to. I got to get rid of them.
She wants you to get rid of them.
Yeah,
right.
You're absolutely right.
And probably some of them are quite old, so they're worth something.
I have a 6-gun I bought in the 50s somewhere. My brother and I started shooting back when I got out of the Navy. Was that 55 I got out of the Navy? We each put $5 down on a Colt single-action Army pistol. That's how much money I had to spare. We paid it off and then got the gun, and we used to shoot. I still have that pistol.
Oh, my. That's an heirloom now.
Yeah.
Well, you sure went to high rankings wherever you were serving.